The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Howdy.
This was Silence Our Voices. Public Broadcasting Network. Public Broadcasting.org. I'm your host for tonight, Stephen Douglas Whitener.
Come on, off. Richard Perry. Hold on there, Stephen. I lost your audio there, buddy.
Oh, man, hold on. Okay. Can you hear me now?
It's a little better.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's where I'm standing here. But, yeah, let's try this. You want to try this again? Is this better?
That should work, I think.
Okay, all right, man. I don't know what that was. Okay, let's try this again, everyone. I'm sorry, my audio dropped out. This is the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. It's August the 10th, Wednesday, 2022. And as I said before, I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. I host Thought Crime Live Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. And I'm really happy to be here. I hope everyone can hear me now. I'm a little kind of wary because my audio had cut out. But
you're kind of dropping in and out, Stephen.
Man, I don't know what the problem is.
It seems like a wire's loose, honestly. Just stand by, everybody. I'll talk to you off air.
We need leaders who lead us, who lift us and heed us, who stand for what's right and stand up to what's wrong. We must take America back, now and forever, with God in his rightful place. Then he will bless and protect the U.S. We must take America. Take America back.
Howdy, neighbors. I sure apologize for the delay. I had some issue with my audio. I hope that everyone can hear me now. Welcome to the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And let's try to start this once more. I'm your host tonight, Stephen Douglas Whitener, often Mr. Richard Carey's partner in thought crime on Beyond the Official Narrative. And then I have a show on Saturday called Thought Crime Live, and it's Wednesday, August the 10th, 2022, and like I said, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org, which I'm very fond of calling Mr. Stad Miller's Neighborhood, and I'm just thrilled to be here with y'all. That's why I usually say howdy, neighbors, when I begin. And there I have a clip that I wanted to play to start things with before we had our difficulties, but yeah, could you roll that mic?
Tell ABC News there's been a strong reaction to the raid on extremist and QAnon-related forums.
Sources say there's been a strong reaction to the raid on extremist and QAnon-related forums.
Sources also telling ABC News there's been a strong reaction from some extreme groups online, including QAnon and other groups.
There's been a strong reaction to the raid on extremist and
QAnon-related forums,
including those that were active before January 6th.
Including those that were active prior to January 6th.
Including those that were active prior to January 6th.
Involved in the January 6th insurrection.
Including those that were
active prior to the January 6th riot.
Some have been calling for violence and even a civil war.
Some of them include calls for violence and even a civil war.
Some of them include
calls for
violence in online forums
and even civil war.
This was the top comment on the search on the pro-Trump site, The Donald, last night. Quote, lock and load with references to a civil war.
Talking very violently about civil war.
Searches for civil war spiked.
They're talking about civil war.
Civil war.
Civil war.
Civil war.
Civil war.
Civil war.
This is the kind of violent.
So if that's the Mockingbird Media, everyone, you remember probably most of our listeners will when a video was making the rounds in a similar fashion, all the local network stations saying just one programming phrase after another to drill into people's brains. And this is kind of what they're doing right now. This is the current thing. Before it was to tell that if you share something that might be untrue on social media, that undermines our democracy. That's the video I remember before they were all speaking in unison at the end, like a big chorus. And if you want a different point of view, multiple voices speaking to you, then please support Mr. Stad Miller's Neighborhood, support and fund free speech. And it's a right to speak, but it's a privilege to be heard. And we appreciate your help letting us be heard, because I know people want to listen to this. And if you do, I'd like to remind you that RBN is listener supported, and it just can't exist without being funded by we the people. So please ensure RBN can continue broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. You don't have to listen to the media programming machine. You have your own network, and you can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719 extension 3. And if you want to really remain anonymous while you're committing the thought crime of supporting the opposition, perhaps, I don't know. They keep saying programming everybody to get out and fight each other. We, you know, it just, it infuriates me. But if you want to mail cash and remain anonymous, you can mail that our check or a money order payable to RBN. The mailing address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And yeah, we greatly appreciate it, folks. And I have a guest co-host with me tonight, who you may have heard a few weeks ago on my, I think it might have been my third show. I guess that was just 2 weeks ago. I'm, you know, my memory, folks, you know, I have suffered from CRS, and where did I put that these days? But James in Vancouver, can you hear me, James?
Yes, sir. Read you 5x5.
Great. I don't know what was going on with my audio before, but thank you very much for joining me tonight. I had told the listeners when you were on with me that that I would have you back to discuss your book and all of those things, and I've been looking through it, so I've gotten it, but we didn't prepare anything for tonight to do that with. This is not that appearance. I do want to have you back on to really go over that once I've digested it more, but you know, I thought we would go over some of the events that are happening now and get your opinion on them, if that's okay, sir. And
yeah, well,
maybe
that first clip you played is something we can talk about, because it looks like we've been set up again.
Oh, I agree. To set us up. Yes, sir. They do want us fighting. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I just, we had two callers this morning on Richard's show, and I think from an objective point of view, the one gentleman that called about how it would take years to develop these vaccines, which I think is very important, a very important fact, and also the gentleman that called in about the second point was that we have this issue with Donald Trump and Alex Jones and that kind of thing, and this is exactly fits in this what you just played fits in with what this gentleman was trying to get at. So I think this is a serious situation. They're trying to get us fighting, and they're cat baiting us. They're baiting us by saying, "Oh yeah, there's lots of people out there, and they've been calling for violence and this and that." Right?
Mm-hmm. So. Yes, exactly. And don't do anything stupid. Don't fall into their trap. It so much echoes the Red Terror after the Bolshevik Revolution. What looks to be about to happen here.
Yeah. Well, you know, Trump himself was on the WWE with Vince McMahon. They had a match. And I'm not saying Trump is doing this on purpose, but, you can go back to the guy who had the circus, Barnum and Bailey. And P.T. Barnum was asked, well, how do you get him in there and to see all this stuff? And he says, well, there's a sucker born every minute. So this is show, you know, this is how a show is built, right?
Yes, and, exactly.
People got to... Go ahead.
Well, I had forgotten that they did these raids also to General Flynn. I remembered the Roger Stone, and now they've done Trump, and it's like, this looks like they have flipped the switch to overdrive by all these 87,000 extra agents, and, you know, it's trying to intimidate everyone. To comply.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, no, if they get these 87,000 going door to door, banging on doors saying you owe us money, something like that, well, that will flip people. I mean, people don't like their doors being, you know, they don't being bothered, you see. So these guys that run the government in this deep state, they hold a lot of cards. I mean, they can call for ops. They can call for this. They can do things without warrants. Obviously, the 600 people or so that are being held incommunicado for the January 6th deal, they're not getting their habeas corpus. They're not getting their rights. And so there's, you know, this deep state's gone mad. And, they need to protect their rear end because their war in Ukraine's not going the way they planned it, and other wars. What was it? One guy said the other day, I heard this guy, I think it was yesterday, he says, well, all these wars are caused by extraterrestrials.
I heard you say
like what the hell kind of, wooden nickels? I mean, you know, this is like a child, this is childish, right?
Yeah, without evidence thereof, that's crazy. I don't know, but I can't know what's out there beyond my realm, but I don't see any evidence of that. Okay, I see weird stuff going on, but I don't know that it's not suppressed technology that these same, the whoever is running this technocracy and it, the ones at the top, have had for a long time. Goes back to the technology. It's more of your story and the technology that was stolen at the end of World War II as well.
Yeah, well, they got to have their money flow. They got to have their cash flow. They got to keep that money flowing. And if it's the military-industrial complex, all of that, it depends on having wars. I remember when Croatian business, the former Yugoslavia was 30 years ago. They were, all of a sudden they were launching rockets and so on and so forth. And somebody asked me from one of the investment banks, why do you think they're firing these weapons? And I said, well, they got to make room for the 96, 97 missiles. So they're firing off the 95 missiles. And
exactly.
That's because they're getting... Yeah, they're getting calls. People like Raytheon get calls from their bankers every 6 months saying, well, you haven't borrowed any money in the last 6 months. Well, does it matter? Well, if you don't borrow any more money, we're going to cut you off. And next thing you know, Raytheon's calling the general saying, hey, general, we got a problem here. We got to move this stuff. See? And then the general's going to the president. Well, Mr. President, we have a crisis somewhere, God knows where, but we need to take care of it. Well, okay, and they sign the president signs the orders, and everybody gets paid out of a slush fund, right? Or they get paid in the Caribbean.
Yes, it's infuriating.
A lot of these politicians. Yeah, well, a lot of the politicians take their money in the Caribbean, okay, where the jurisdiction is not controlled by the United States and Canada. See, that's how they do it.
So they bought all the politicians. The money buys everything. It's like you can't make money and make sense. That's something Buckminster Fuller repeated in his books over and over. And I mean, the more I think about it and look at it, that seems to make sense a lot more. It's the process of just churning it out more and more and having a system that's dependent on growth that is not sustainable. It's not national. That's not in the interest of the people. Well, that's ridiculous, and it's just a continuation of the powerful lording it over the peasants and making us their property. It's just and so they're coming after their property. They're coming after their taxes.
Somebody said the other day, why are they trying to kill us with these shots? And they want to take.
Hey, I hear the music, James.
Yeah,
y'all stay with us. We'll be right back.
Drastic measures are needed. The current national debt is almost $31 trillion. Let's give that some perspective. If our government suddenly managed to pass the balanced budget and paid $1 billion a year on the national debt, it would take over 30,000 years to pay off the debt. The federal government revenue is almost $4.5 trillion. $2.5 trillion, or 55%, goes to Medicare and Social Security, leaving $2 trillion for everything else. Except reality reality is that we add $1.5 trillion to the debt every year. You don't need to be an economic genius to figure out that spending like this cannot last forever. These little deficit reductions just aren't sufficient. Massive financial accountability is needed. Literally trillions of dollars need to be cut from the federal budget. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. I'm your host tonight, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and I'm joined by James in Vancouver. And James, I wanted to read this article, and then I think I probably could get through it to get your response maybe before the break. It's on Blacklisted News, and the source for it is The Defender. The title is Who the World Health Organization Renews Push for Global Pandemic Treaty as the World Bank Creates a $1 billion Fund for Vaccine Passports. The World Health Organization is moving ahead with plans to enact a new or revised International Pandemic Preparedness Treaty, despite encountering setbacks earlier this summer after dozens of countries, primarily outside the Western world, objected to the plan. A majority of WHO's member states on July 21st, during a meeting of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Body, agreed to pursue a legally binding pandemic instrument that will contain both legally binding as well as non-legally binding elements. Stat News described the agreement, which would create a new global framework for responding to pandemics, as the most transformative global health call to action since the WHO itself was formed as the first specialized United Nations agency in 1948. Meanwhile, the World Economic Forum, African Union, and World Bank, which created a $1 billion fund for, quote, disease surveillance and, quote, support against the current as well as future pandemics, are developing their own pandemic response mechanisms, including new cross-country vaccine passport frameworks. Whose pandemic treaty? What's been proposed and what would it mean? Ongoing talks to formulate a new or revised pandemic treaty are building on the existing international framework for global pandemic response, whose international health regulations considered a binding instrument of international law. On December 1st, 2021, in response to calls from various governments for a strengthened global pandemic strategy and signaling the urgency with which these entities are acting, the WHO formally launched the process of creating a new treaty or amending the IHR during special session, only the second in the organization's history. And, you know, we mentioned today that everything now is going to be a pandemic. You know, global warming, it's a pandemic of global warming. It's a pandemic of gun violence. It's a pandemic of misinformation. It just, yeah, that's, and this process is just like the final framework being put into place. They want to rip the veil off of their iron hand prison system that coming down hard is the way it seems to me. Would you agree with that? That this is the most compelling thing going on, that they're just trying to take the whole world and we just can't let them.
Well, yeah, that's the slush fund for their continued war on humanity. They figured out they can have a war on humanity and actually make money on it instead of dropping nuclear bombs or using conventional weapons. You know, everybody has a cost. All of the soldiers in this war have a certain cost, and they figured out how to kill them at a certain cost, and they get paid. And this is what they're doing. It's the ultimate war. And when you, what they want, they're controlling people's movements, because, like, when you finish the cattle, when you take the cattle from Texas to Kansas, the first thing you do is put them in pens so they can't move. And this is what they're doing to us with this vaccine passport, keeping us from moving around. And then once they got us penned up, then they can do the slaughter better.
That's a great analogy, James. I agree. And yeah. I wanted to mention this other article, which is on Activist Post. It's Dr. Mercola, from from Dr. Joseph Mercola, Patrick Wood. I was Patrick Wood on the pressing dangers of technocracy with one political outrage after another. Technocrats are slipping by with their unending agenda to create a scientific dictatorship and make politics irrelevant. We are at war with these technocrats and yet have not begun to fight. Why? Because the enemy operating in stealth mode has not yet been recognized. And then he asked for Patrick Wood is an economist, financial analyst, and American constitutionalist, and has devoted a lifetime to uncovering the mystery of what is controlling most of the craziness we're currently seeing, and which has been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. He's written, well, the point I wanted to get out of that one is that they want to make politics irrelevant. They want to make everything irrelevant except complying with their digital currency cashless slave system. It's the reinstitution of chattel slavery. That they, you know, they want to make us property again. That's what it boils down to with that. And here we have the bottom of the hour break, folks. We'll be back. Stick with us.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. This battle line's being drawn.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the National Intel Report. My name is Stephen Douglas Whitener. I'm your guest host tonight, and I'm joined by James in Vancouver. And I wanted to read a few more things that I had noticed earlier today. There's that the next one was about robot stalkers in Japan. Let me bring that up. Yes, this is from Activist Post. And the title is Robot Arms Replace Shelf Stalkers in Japan's Stores Target the World. Since technocrats crave efficiency, it is easy to design robots that will replace human store shelf stalkers. There are well over 150,000 stores targeted for such automation, and Microsoft and NVIDIA are both key technology leaders who want to spread it to the whole world. Telexistence Incorporated and FamilyMart Company are rolling out a fleet of AI-driven robots to restock shelves in 300 convenience stores across Japan. The robot arms are designed to replenish drinks and refrigerators and are now in mass production. Tokyo-based Telexistence said in a statement Wednesday, they'll be installed in FamilyMart locations across major metropolitan areas later this month and help relieve store workers while also filling the void left by a shrinking workforce in the country. dubbed TX-SCARA, standing for Selective Compliance Assembly Robot Arm, the machines are largely autonomous, with remote piloting as a fallback option should the artificial intelligence fail to encounter out-of-place items. Each unit can replace 1 to 3 hours of human work per day per store, Telexist said. So,
they would make us go through the self-checkout, and I remember an ad from, like, I don't know, it might have been 20 years ago, where they showed a guy walking through the store with a security guard there, and he just went in, put stuff in his pocket, and walked out, and the security guard says, "Sir, excuse me, you forgot your receipt," because he'd been surveilled the whole time he was there, and now they're replacing all the people that work in these stores with robots. You know, who's going to buy their stuff if they don't have any jobs? It just seems ridiculous to me, the mindset of these people. James, what do you think? How to respond to that, sir?
Well, yeah, and the same people that are making the weapons are making the robots. I mean, this is
exactly
a totally, yeah, it's the same deal. So maybe in the shortfall, maybe they might not sell as much, or in the long term, but this is all part of the plan, and they'll just keep pushing it because they're getting a lot of free money to do these projects, I believe. You know, you've got other people out there, good entrepreneurs, got something to sell, or they want to establish a business, but I believe there's a conduit of cash here you know, it's coming right from the Federal Reserve, and it's being dropped on the good old boys or the insiders or whatever you want to call them, right?
Absolutely, sir. And the crime is so much worse because with this technology they're developing, we could turn it to benefit mankind instead of making more and more weapons to kill each other with. It's just insanity. And the drive, is it evil for money or power? I don't understand. I don't know. I can't put my mindset in the people that call us hateful. It's just, come on.
Yeah. Right. Well, let me ask you, what's wrong with wanting to shop at a mom and pop shop, like the corner grocery store that used to exist, where you could go in, have a few words with the owner, buy some stuff, come out, you know? What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, what? What's wrong with looking each other in the face instead of staring into our phone completely? What's wrong with uncovering your face so you can smile at one another? It's like, I crave human contact, and especially while we were so isolated. That's just, it's ridiculous. They want us isolated. Yeah. Stay 6 feet apart. It's safe, you know. Don't look at it. In fact, don't even make eye contact was one of the things they said during the plandemic.
I don't know.
That just it really irks me that those robots could be used as military weapons against us, and I'm sure eventually that they will be. And I bet that the technology to do that is well beyond what we've seen. It just has to go into the plan. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now let's look at this. The first 2 years of this so-called pandemic, they used security people and all these other things to tell us what to do. And now, consistent with what you just said, there's a new generation, or the people I'm seeing walking around today, they don't want to be told by people to put on masks, but they're going to be told by robots, maybe, and other machines that won't have a sense of humor, you see. This might be the next go-around, you see.
Yes. I've seen the videos coming out of China with the robots going back and forth telling people to calm down, comply, you know. It's just...
Yeah, right. And any of those robots kicking people in the rear end, you might see that too, right? And what are you going to do?
I haven't seen that yet, but I expect to. Yes, sir.
She's coming.
Yep.
One thing about a robot, a gun might not be... work, but a lariat will. If you know how to lasso one and use a rope, you can hog tie the thing. See what I mean? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry, it cut out again. I don't know what the... Can you hear me now, James? I apologize.
I was just saying that you can do a lot if you know how to use a rope.
Oh, yes.
You can, yeah, rope one of those things and then hog tie it and then pick it up and then drop it, something like that, right? So
I guess we're going to have anti-drone drones. I've seen some videos from the war zone in Donbass where they have these huge – they're like electromagnetic disruptors and jammers that they try to use against the drones. And it's scary. I remember this video from maybe, I don't know, not many years ago, maybe 4 or 5, and it was a – it was – someone selling the drones to a big audience of, I guess, politicians or quote unquote leaders. And he had it hovering right in front of him and next to him on the stage. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he's talking how this is facial recognition. They can find people, do whatever. And then he says, you don't need to have nukes and stuff anymore. And they showed scenarios where they deployed the swarms of drones that would go out with a target in mind and go all through the school where people were meeting and discussing things pretty much the same way that we do here on RBN and picking their target out and blowing them away. That's what just makes them live, to be able to have that much control over what we do, say, think, and feel. And it's just unacceptable. Yeah. I'm sorry. I will not go quietly. I will not be remembered as somebody who kept their mouth shut. I just won't. I don't know. I don't want to get too mad, worked up here, but yeah, let me turn it over to you for a second, sir. Yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, 2020 to 2030, that's 10 years. We've already had it 2 years now. So I expect every 2 years they're going to change their technology and trying to deal with us. I think we can look forward to that. That they'll be innovating something new to keep people from being people and show your paper and vaccine passport and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, it's. And I don't really know how to respond to that overall. I think we're going to have to concentrate on ourselves, they don't want to have anyone off the grid. It's like the technology that they use, if it was channeled to autonomous communities and getting off the grid, you know, that's the kind of world I'd like to see. But we'd never get to that because they won't at all. Let me give one example of what I mean. It's like in Florida, I remember a few years ago they had the hurricane come through, and they go out pushing the solar panels for you to put on your roof, but they don't allow people to install batteries for backup when they when it happened. Unless they're hooked to the grid, it does no real benefit for the person who owns them at all. Maybe it cuts their bill out a little, but it's just, if you aren't able to harvest the energy and retain it and use it for yourself, then that's just ridiculous. It's just more extraction, like you said, slaughtering the cattle. And it looks like we have a caller, James. Would you like let me take this caller. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. How are you, sir?
Hey,
can you hear me, Andy?
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi. Hi.
Hey, no, thanks for taking my call.
Andy.
I appreciate it. Hey, I really appreciate you, gentlemen. I just love having a platform where you can call up and, throw your BS out there and see how it flows. No, but seriously, though, I mean, there is a lot of BS out there. There's a whole bunch of lies going on, and we have our determined sources that we go to find out what's going on. And I'm not sure, do we have anybody with eyes on the target? Yeah, sometimes we do. We get eyes on the target. But we're really missing a whole lot of what's going on. And that's why these people are so arrogant, because they know we don't know the real truth. We don't know what we need to really be doing right now. Because I think if people really knew the truth, and I think Hillary Clinton said this one time very, very firm, she actually said if these people knew what we were actually doing to them, we'd be hanging from light posts. And I've always been an advocate for that. Let's hang these people from light posts. And why we're not doing this is just incredibly stupid to me. I mean, this is not a normal human behavior to just sit back and watch yourself be killed, watch yourself be starved, watch yourself. But the problem is that the control of information is not ours. We're not doing it. We've got several million people that are listening and to all these different outlets that we have, but we don't have enough people listening to pull this thing off right now. And that's the thing. So we are going to sit here and watch ourselves be killed. And it's a terrible thing. What do you all say to that?
I reminded go ahead, James. Yeah.
Those 15 doctors in Toronto never got the memo. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's infuriating. I'm reminded of that quote from Solzhenitsyn's The Gulag Archipelago about how we burned later in the camps wishing we'd met them with force. Well, we're going to have to meet them with non-compliance is all I can think of. I mean, we don't have numbers to do anything like that. For them to say that we're, you know, conspiring some attack, no, we are trying to throw off the bondage of this government. Just as, I have this here. Let me just read a thought crime for you guys. I had it, where did I put that? Yeah, okay. You know, and it starts off with, the weaponization of criminal law applied to constitutionally protected activities like speaking your mind or questioning the official narrative of historical events, all the way to President Trump's lawful possession of presidential documents, if he even still had them, and countless other examples too, numerous to cite, reduced the United States of America to a banana republic. Now, what's the response we should have? Well, our founders told us we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that you can't put a lien on this, that it is mine just by right of being a human being and alive. And among those are life, liberty, and they replaced the pursuit of property with the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And then later in that same document, they went further and said, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism sure sounds like vaccine passports and a digital currency. It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And that, to me, is what time it is right now. If it's ever a time that we need to throw off such government, it is now. And it's more than government, as we talked about earlier. It's seven-pronged attack of this technocracy coming at us. It's a dawning, but if we're able to continue to speak, I mean, if we can't, we need to network locally together. I'm not going quietly, man. I know that things look bad, but y'all hang in there. Andy, what would you like to say to that, sir?
Well, you said we hold these truths to be self-evident. Nobody's upholding that. Nobody. And they've done it. This is the brilliance of their plan. Look, we're not who we're supposed to be. I'm supposed to be much more masculine than I am. I'm supposed to be talking more BS than I'm supposed to. I'm supposed to be really hyped up on a testosterone. They've destroyed that. They've taken it away from the people. We are not men and women anymore. We are something they derived us of. Starting with the vaccines. I got vaccines. I did when I got in the military. I got slammed with vaccines, especially when I went to Korea. Yeah, but these are altering. These are life-altering things. These people were never trying to protect you from anything. Everything they've ever injected into you, I think Dr. Judy Mikowitz puts it very well. Never take another shot the rest of your life. Never. If you've taken them, forgive yourself and then try to get over it, but never take another one. And that's something. Look, with these shots, they're pretending like we're not supposed to be on this planet, like we're alien or something. And now they want to get rid of carbon dioxide and all this other stuff that's going on in the planet and stuff, as though as if we are.
Would you like to hold over the break, Andy? I hear the music.
If you'd like to hold me, I'd sure say.
Sure. That's fine. We'll be right back, folks.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Welcome back, everyone.
This is Stephen Douglas Whitener here with James in Vancouver, and we have Andy from Texas on the line. Let me go back to you, Andy. What is there anything else you'd like to add there? I think you make great points.
Well, no, I'm just shocked at the way the American people are not informed whatsoever at all. I mean, no, seriously, even these high prices and some stuff missing from the shelf and stuff, it's just not resonating with them. They think this too shall pass. And you know, yeah, well, that's a bowel movement, this too shall pass. But, you
like
know,
a pig and a python, yeah.
Exactly. But the thing is that these people are not, they're not graduating on this. Hey, Do we have a couple of minutes? Because I'd like to hear from James. Yeah. I didn't know James was your guest.
Yes. Please. James?
Yeah, well, Andy, these people, a lot of them have never been in a war, okay? And so they don't really have a sense of danger. You know, they've got their phones, they got their computers or what have you, and they got their news from the big media, which is saying there's a pandemic, and to wear those masks, and oh yeah, now we got vaccines. And they have no sense of danger. They've been conditioned so that they're like, what is it, hogs going to the slaughter or what have you. See? That I think it would explain something.
Well, it does. It does explain a lot, James. It really does, simply because the people who voluntarily went along with this are the people who had no sense of information whatsoever at all. All they were looking at was the TV. And again, we can bring it back to the TV. The TV was a disgusting thing. It was always put out as a weapon, but it was entertainment to get you to be weaponized. And here we go. Yeah, watch your local news. And those people are guilty. And you can see in my town here, all the usual anchors are gone. They're done. And I think it's because people like me called up and said stuff like, hey man, y'all gonna be held responsible for this. You pushed this vaccine and my mother died and my brother died and my next neighbor died and all this stuff. People are gonna, yeah, they know, and you pushed it. So that's the kind of stuff we have to get around here.
I agree, Andy. What's changing, we're going from vaccine regret to vaccine rage. I've seen some videos of people attacking. Exactly. And I hear the music for the top of the hour. Would you? And we have a couple of other callers, but I really do appreciate you calling, Andy. Always like to hear
you
call,
sir.
Thank you very much.
Man.
And we'll be right back, folks.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.